Hi everybody, this is 5 Feet Dance. We're a dance company focused on making dance, sharing stories, and creating community. We're currently a Edge Artist in Residence at Counterpulse, making a project exploring the Asian American identity and experience with a group of 6 Asian American women, all of whom are mostly here. I'm Claire Sako.
My name is Malia Byrne.
I'm Melissa Lewis.
I am Nina Wu.
I'm Kathleen Moore.
I'm Joyce Kushner.
And Jaslyn Eugenio Pastor can't join us today, but she is also part of this process. The first question I want to ask all of us is, how does it feel for us to be in this particular cast of all Asian American women? Has anybody experienced this before? Why is this so special for you?
So this is the first time I've shared a space with only other Asian American women, so it's really been important for me to just look around and see people who look like me and who are really willing to listen to my stories and probably can relate in some way. I think it's really significant that we are creating this space together with the conscious intention of doing that, and we're not just holding a space as Asian American women, but we are holding a space and creating a space that is meant to honor us and honor all of our cultures and our shared experiences and our individual experiences, and it's celebrating that and also doing the work that we might need to do. But it's all like in the name of love and celebration.
Yeah, I found this space to be incredibly healing because, yeah, I think we all grew up in spaces where like we were the only one who kind of looked like us, and then having to show up in a space kind of like with your guard up, needing to explain yourself each time, or having to erase some of yourself each time, but coming into a room every time we get together and commune with one another, like seeing other people who look like me allows me to like let that guard down. And you know, it feels so good to not have to explain that part of myself. Or, you know, it's like not so shallow. Like we get to like dig deep into the nuances of our experiences. And I learn so much from everyone. Everyone's shared stories. It's like, oh, I relate to that. Or, oh, I've never heard that before. And it helps me put new words to experiences that I've never been able to unpack before. It's not real necessarily, okay, so the thing that like, is most like potent to my mind right now is it's not like a particular experience, but like having Joyce in this space has been so powerful to me because she's a little bit older, but like we have the same like migration story or whatever. Like her parents immigrated here from China, my parents immigrated here from China, and I've never met anyone who like occupied that same space as me, like that's a little bit older for me to like look ahead to and be like, oh, like this is how she's like turning out and like and like or like because I never like get to look to anyone for like advice in that way, because I can't look to my parents for how to be Asian American. Like they have a very specific Chinese immigrant experience, and I often like was like embarrassed of them, or was like, oh, you'll never understand me, mom. Whereas, like, someone like Joyce, like, she absolutely understands me because we, like, have this shared growing up experience of second-generation Chinese-American and specifically, like, white suburban hometowns. And so that's been, like, so healing just to find that connection and that, like, on the, like, line of family. Yeah.
I just feel that it's just that the from the get-go, the incredible support in the group has allowed for these like vulnerabilities and just really tender moments to emerge, and that anything you say is, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay if it's, you know, this beautiful, gorgeous memory, and it's okay, we're here, if it's really terrible, you know, sad. And all of these memories are part of what our stories are.
And everything in between, too.
And everything in between. Mm-hmm. Even the mundane things are, mm-hmm. they're also really special.
Mm-hmm. It's a very validating space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm personally extremely grateful, not only that we all have come together as Asian American women, but that we've come together from different Asian heritages and from different, again, to repeat what Nina said, different ages. And different, I don't want to say development, but development of unpacking our identities, different stages of it. Meeting people from other cultures has made me really get out of my own selfish experience of wanting to heal myself or relive things that I've done in the past, but to actually realize that there's a broader Asian community that's feeling similar things but in a different nuanced ways, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. especially living here in the Bay Area, you know, I live in a community, even though I'm Chinese American, I live in a community that's 90% Filipino American, and that's what my child is going through and that's what he's living through, and the ability to be able to empathize more on the broader community, and also with the different generations that we have here. You know, we've got these two younger, much younger than me, half Caucasian, half Asian women with us, and it just helps me to realize that outside of the experience I went through, that my child, who's half, is going through a different experience than I did, and it's making me really think about what I need to prepare him for in the conversations that maybe I should be having with him that I'm not having, because I'm seeing it through a very strict second generation lens rather than someone who's already living in two worlds and having to deal with that. Mm-hmm. That, and I also just think it's really important that we as a cast of Asian American women are putting our faces forward and putting in everyone's faces, that, you know, we're here, we have things to say, that we're not just all demure Asian women, and we're all not just Susie Wongs, that we represent a whole variety of the spectrum of what it means to be Asian and American and female.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joyce. I also want to like put out there like this cast, the people who are involved, me, the sound designer, we're Asian American women, but we're also not representative of the whole community. And I don't think that's necessarily what we're trying to do. It's, we're focusing on this particular group of people and what we can do as our group and what we bring to this group. And I don't know. I hope that we don't appropriate other people's voices or try to unify it in a way that colors everybody the same way. Mm-hmm. So that's important to kind of like put out there, yeah. that yeah. this is particular to us and mm-hmm. our group of people. And it's magical that it's come together this way, because I'm coming into the project and thinking about who to invite. I never thought that these conversations or this level of depth or connection would have come together, but just by nature of these people being open and generous and
curious,
yeah, that magic and special ingredients has come together.
Yeah, it feels really empowering and a learning experience, and really radical to let those things that for me, and maybe for others too, have really for a long time felt invisible, or I've learned how to switch in and out of like how much I show those things. And I think that in this group there's no need for that extra worry about that, that I can really just like show up and be the most like vulnerable and open version of truly like how I sit in my identity. And some days it's like harder, some days it feels really celebratory, but that I trust that this group like holds that and will support everyone in like the weight of all of that, and find like in the process finding a lot of like sisterhood and I don't know, liberation. I think you said that word earlier.
Yeah. For me, I've been in a group of folks who are Asian American, like my friend group, my family, other dance groups even, but not necessarily with this intentionality of unpacking our experience or connecting with each other on that level and having these maybe not so conventional conversations.
And I think also, like, I mean, this experience is one of many things that's aligning in my life right now, where my identity as an Asian American woman with divorced parents and a dancer from Santa Fe, New Mexico, like everything feels really salient in like the bigger picture of the world right now. And it's like I feel really drawn and impelled to talk to like everyone I talk to about like this work, like not just this work, but like the work. And it's really, it's informed the way I talk to other Asian American folks, to my mom, to my dad, to my brother, and to white people and to not white people. Like I think just having these conversations is so important right now. And so yeah, the fact that we are doing that, like we are reserving 6 hours of our week to do that, is like really big and transcends into the larger picture.
Well, what we're working at is peeling away the artifice that you can get with dance or any sort of presentational work, and we're really trying to dig at where are our truths. I mean, that's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to share, okay, I'm going to go deeper. I'm not going to just show you this pretty thing that I made because it's pretty. Mm-hmm. All of us have been in situations where we've made a pretty thing and we showed it to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. But that's not the work that we're doing. Parts of it might on its surface be very pretty, but that's not why we're doing it. We're not doing it because it looks good.
We're doing it. May not.
Yeah, and it may or may not. But what we're doing is we are trying to create a piece that goes past that artifice, past that. And I think that's part of the intentionality of the work that we're doing. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sharing our stories this deeply. We'd just be like, oh, well, if you just drop your weight.
Yeah. Your question just made me think of my experience growing up. I was in this traditional Chinese dance troupe, and like that was the space with all Asian American women of different generations, and we met on a regular basis, but the intention was so different. We were essentially trying to replicate this traditional version of Chinese dance, and I think it was helpful for me to find, I found a lot of friendship in that group and in that space, but I think it's taken me a while, and I'm still working through, like, that environment for me was quite complicated, and it lacked the intention of holding space for reflection or conversation, and I think in some ways it was detrimental to me, because I was sometimes the only person that looked the way that I looked, looking a little bit out of place, and it was really hard for me to figure out how I fit into that broader picture. And it was really rigorous and really stressful. So it just feels like such stark contrast, mm-hmm. this particular group and this particular project.
Mm-hmm. And maybe to end, like, this process is not necessarily completely solving the problem and, like, or carefree, we're liberated. This is a maybe just the beginning of where we can continue to heal and find other people to have these conversations with.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I take these times and these conversations we have out into my life with my other friends. Like, oh, at 5 feet, we talked about this, and, like, you know, like, I'm really thinking about that. So it's definitely like a platform or like a jumping off point to carry out the work out into the world and into the future. I don't know, I feel like our lives are continual work. So I'm grateful for this like injection of thoughtfulness and depth and intention.